that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Republican Secretary of State candidate Monica Yatuma told potential supporters on Wednesday that she will tear apart the Secretary of State's office on day one to root out fraud, corruption, and entrenched bureaucratic failures that she believes is undermining confidence in our state elections. Well, the person making that statement, joining us on the line right now, is Monica Yatuma. Good morning, Monica. Oops, got to unmute the mic. There we go.
There we go. Sorry about that. Good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm good. Man, that is a pretty bold title that I read on that MERS news story, tear apart the Secretary of State on day one. And man, knowing you and having spoken with you quite a few times here on the interviews, man, it was like, yep, that sounds like my Monica.
Yeah, that's me, the fighter. Listen, I've always been a fighter, right? That's why I was the parent who filed the lawsuit, you know, in Oakland County to have the mask mandate dropped. I'm just, Randy, I'm tired of the government overreach, and I'm tired of the corruption, and I'm tired of the fraud.
Well, one of the things there was you taking a shot at her primary opponent for the March 28th endorsement convention, Macomb County Clerk Anthony Ferlini. Michigan doesn't need another so-called experienced politician, quote unquote, who helped perpetrate this mess and now wants a promotion. It was like, man, you swung for the fence.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, I like to aim high. I'm here to win, right?
Right. Well, what has been the response to this story, to these statements? What kind of feedback are you getting from the precinct delegates?
Listen, we've had some really, it's a positive response. It's positive feedback. The delegates want to see a fighter in this seat, Randy, because they understand, at least the ones that are tuned in and that understands that our elections are a mess, they understand that we need somebody that can go in there and is not just experienced and qualified, can run the office, but that's going to get in there and be a fighter, because there's so much to fix. And I told you on an earlier show, I want to do an entire forensic audit. There's going to be people to hold accountable and to prosecute. We need somebody who can follow through on that and not be bought off or be soft on any of this.
Well, one of the things in the story, and I thought this was very well written by MERS, is the fact that they are somewhat agreeing with your statement about Ferlini hasn't been a clerk very long and is only, of course, the county clerk for Macomb. But as far as actual, I guess you would call it executive experience. I mean, you know, he said on the, I believe, the Board of Commissioners, he was a state representative, now elected to be a county clerk, but really doesn't have any real executive experience. I know he says he owned a previous business, you know, before he got into politics, but it's a lot different than what your experience has been.
No, it's completely different. He was some sort of financial consultant or financial advisor. It is not the same as being the CEO and running an entire company that operates statewide, that deals with logistics daily, that operates in a strict compliance environment where strong chain of custody and documentation for medical waste. That's what I do on a daily basis. He's not had that same experience. And listen, even if he did run some kind of small business, how many years ago are we talking? He's been entrenched in the Lansing swamp for how many years, Randy? He was a supervisor. He's been a state rep. He tried to run for Congress, but he got clobbered in the primary. And so now he's been a clerk. So he's been working in Lansing for a long time now.
Well, and the other component is this. And I actually talked to Vicky, my wife, who's Antrim County clerk. And I said, you know, your business background that you got elected on to be the clerk here in Antrim County, I said, could you step in and be the Secretary of State? And she said something that was very interesting. She said women in business have a completely different perspective. That's one of the reasons why we do so well in business, is because as a mother, as somebody who, you know, put herself through college while having three babies, she says you learn how to prioritize and you learn how to execute. And she said, I don't think men know how to do that as well as women. And she said, this is definitely a big job. But if once you understand business and once you understand the mechanics of being a CEO, it's more commas and more zeros.
She is so right, Randy. I cannot tell you how important that is, what she said, because we have to be able to multitask as women. Because, listen, while I run a company, I'm also a mother. I'm also a wife. I'm juggling my kids, their schedule, their school. I'm doing all of that in the background while I run a statewide campaign that's been very successful. So I think that has something to say for itself, because the Secretary of State's office, it is so multifaceted. You've got elections, you've got the Secretary of State's office, you oversee our car dealerships, our mechanics, our driving schools. So you have to be able to manage people and lead, but you've got to be able to multitask successfully.
Right. Exactly. And she said, like she said, you got to set your priorities, execute, and then move on to the next problem.
Exactly.
And, you know, I'm like, you know, that's very interesting, you know, from a woman, businesswoman like my wife is. And of course, you are. One of the other things I want to ask you about in that process of tearing apart the Secretary of State, and you and I have spoken about this before, but there really has to be a I guess a look at our voting systems, the qualified voter files. I mean, there's a whole list I'm sure you're working on already as to what your priorities are going to be. And I guess, you know, the same old way of doing things, the way we've been doing it, the way it's evolved with these machines now coming in place back, you know, when Rick Snyder and Ruth Johnson went to China after the 2016 election and got us in bed with these machines. I mean, it's really changed in the last 8 years. And I think it's going in the wrong direction, and it really needs to be, you know, completely, like you say, teared apart from day one.
Yeah, it does. There needs to be a huge focus on the voter rolls and the absentee ballots. And then, you know, I don't know if you know, but the RFP for the machines is actually going out shortly here. So whoever the next Secretary of State is, hopefully Republican and hopefully me, that's already going to be done. And the machines are already going to be set. But my thing is, why are we using machines that are not made in the United States, right? Why are we using machines that have foreign components? We should never be using those types of machines in American elections. And I don't know if you know, but we have a couple of bills sitting in the Senate right now. They're just not getting passed, but if they were to get passed, we'd only be allowed to use machines that are made in the USA.
Oh, fantastic. And then we know exactly what's going in and what the capabilities are. And even Patrick Kobach this week says, you know, we need to stop saying, you know, connected to the internet. It's not the fact that they're connected to the internet. It's the fact that they can be reached from outside, you know, influences. And that's the part of it that's got to stop.
Exactly. It's why are we allowing any kind of foreign interference or any interference, period? I don't see why we can't go back to voting machines that are just analog, where literally all they do is count ballots. We don't need all the extra fancy stuff on these machines.
Right. Now, I did. We received our call to convention for Antrim County. I got the email. I haven't had time to read it yet. Have you heard when the state party is asking the county parties to hold their county conventions yet?
It's looking like February 26th.
26th? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because somebody told me the 28th, and I'm like, no, that's a Saturday. There's no way they're going to do it on a Saturday.
No, usually it's on a Thursday, and it's going to be on February 26th.
Very good. Appreciate that. We've got the call to conventions going out. You're reaching out to these precinct delegates. You're going around the state of Michigan on the 26th, Monica. That's where actually this thing could be won or lost, is going to be based on who gets to go to the endorsement convention on March 28th.
Yep. So they're going to be picking delegates to go to the endorsement convention, just like you said. And I think the goal of, well, not I think, the goal of each team, as far as each Secretary of State team is supposed, should be to kind of essentially whip delegates, right, and see who's on our side and hopefully help those people get across the finish line and get elected to go to convention on March 28th.
Right, exactly. Well, the clock is ticking. You got less than a month. Well, actually, a month and a couple of days. What is the message? We have quite a few precinct delegates listening right now to this show. What's your message to them heading into the county convention on February 26th?
My message to them is that I am the right candidate for this role, and I am the best candidate for this role because I've built something from nothing before, and I'm ready to do it again to secure our elections. And the question is simple. Do we accept a system that's clearly broken and disenfranchises legitimate voters, or do we rebuild a system that's transparent and secure? I'm running to rebuild that system and restore that integrity. I'm the only candidate that has not been entrenched in the Lansing swamp the last 15 years. So I have that business leadership experience, that grassroots advocacy, and that proven track record of being able to lead successfully. And so I ask for your support in the nominating convention on March 28th.
Yeah, well, the other component to this too, and I think this is going to be interesting, is the people. I just got a text message from Officer Rick Nieper. Mm-hmm. I think he spoke to you about an issue that he's very concerned about. And he said, Anthony blew me off on the same issue that I told Monica about. He only wants to talk about voting issues. But more importantly, I've been told that the county convention said that there's going to be a $50 fee, entrance fee to go to the state convention. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, there charged? Is. Yep. So if you do want to go to county convention, it is going to be a $50 fee because, unfortunately, Randy, our state party just doesn't have any money. Even the candidates had to pay a hefty amount. I had to pay $10,000 just to be able to be on the ballot during the nominating convention. And so that's how they're raising the funds to be able to hold the convention this year.
Got it. Okay. And he said, yeah, $50 entrance fee to go to the state convention. One of the other things I think is very important, and I want to wrap it up before I let you give out the website. Weather's horrible. We're yeah. dealing in snow, and I mean, it's below zero temperatures this morning up here in Antrim County. Are you doing traveling events, or are you trying to reach folks by phone calls? What's the strategy for your campaign?
Randy, like I said, I'm in it to win it, and I am still traveling. As a matter of fact, last night I was in Grayling. Today I will be in Taylor on Wednesday. I was in Westland, you know, and then before that I was on the east side in Macomb.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm
traveling everywhere.
Every day. Yeah, yeah, that's for sure.
Well, give out the website for people if they want to learn more about you.
It's MonicaForMichigan.com, all spelled out.
MonicaForMichigan.com.
Thanks, Randy.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
You too. Bye-bye.
Final segment of hour number one on this Friday. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention to safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number two here on this Friday. We cannot fix a broken system by protecting the people who broke it. Yatuma wrote in an email to her supporters. Those responsible must be held accountable. And that means investigations, prosecutions based on hard evidence that can only be obtained by retaking control of the Secretary of State's office. She wrote that she is endorsed by many of the grassroots activists who have been in the trenches fighting for election integrity for years, instead of just using it as a buzzword when it's politically convenient. Well, one of those grassroots activists who's been in the trenches fighting for election integrity for years is former state senator, former gubernatorial candidate, Patrick Kobach. And Kobach has fully endorsed Monica Yatuma for this position. Bonnie Mantravati and Tim Veller, the co-founders of CheckMyVote.org, CheckMyVote.org is a database website where you can put in an address in the state of Michigan and see who's registered to vote there. They, too, have endorsed Monica. Now, not to pat myself on the back, but I was in the basement with Patrick Kobach on election night there in November of 2020. We were in the basement of the TCF Center. We did the night shift. We got there about 9 p.m. on election night and pulled an all-nighter. 1:30 in the morning, when the counting boards in the basement of formerly known Coble Hall ran out of ballots, and the person up on the adjudication stage with the microphone said, okay, everybody, we're going to take a break, go on upstairs and go to dinner. Everybody went up the escalator. Well, us poll challengers, we stayed in the basement. We saw with our own eyes that at 1:30 in the morning, the ballots were gone. They ran out of ballots. They had counted up every single ballot that was delivered there for them to count that were in mailing envelopes. Then inside the mailing envelopes was a privacy envelope. inside the privacy envelopes that were signed. They had barcodes. They scanned them into the qualified voter files, the poll books, compared signatures on the envelopes to that of the registered voter, unfolded the ballots, and fed them through the high-speed tabulators. We were there watching the whole thing. At 1:30 in the morning, they ran out of ballots and went upstairs to go to dinner. 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock, 3:30. All of a sudden, it started getting cold in there. I went over to Pat and I said, Pat, did they turn off the HVAC? I mean, man, it's getting cold in here. Where's that? Where's the heat? He goes, look at the back doors. You know Grandpa's barn doors on those wheels? Well, they were slid back. All the heat was going out those back doors. And sure enough, there were those vehicles that you saw the video of many, many times. Boxes and boxes and boxes of ballots. Not mailing envelopes. Not even privacy envelopes. Flat, pristine, printed ballots. Why do I say printed? Well, of course, Randy, all ballots are printed. No, no. I'm talking about the ovals being colored in. They weren't colored in with ink pens or even Sharpies. They were laser printed. Saw them with my own eyes, folks. Patrick Kolbeck saw them. Roseanne Ponkowski. The list goes on and on and on. We saw it with our own eyes. Guy comes on the microphone. Okay, everybody, come on back and start working. We asked about where are the envelopes, because they had been doing envelopes all night long. Well, the clerk picked these up at the drop boxes when the polls closed at 8 o'clock, and she processed them at her office, and the envelopes are there. Oh, right. And she also scanned the barcodes on the privacy envelopes and made sure they were from actually registered voters, right? They turned around and walked away from us when we asked them those questions. And also, how is it that these ballots had not been folded? You vote absentee, you know darn well they're folded in half again, and put in the envelopes and mailed to you. How was it these were pristine, unfolded ballots? Those are the facts, folks. Well, Monica Yatuma, Pat Kolbeck, Bonnie Mantrovati, Tim Vitter, myself, and many others supporting her will put a stop to this crap going on in Detroit. Because every single year we go to bed, and guess what? We've won everything. We wake up in the morning, and Wayne County reports in, and we lost it all. Well, it's going to stop. And by the way, if your precinct can't balance, where you can't be recounted, can't be audited, the ballot shouldn't count. 72% of Wayne County, Detroit, can't even balance. Well, guess what? If you can't balance, the vote doesn't count. History lesson next hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with